The scripture comes from John chapter 3, verse 5 through 8. And Jesus answered, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You shouldn't be surprised at my saying you got to be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. This is a fascinating conversation. This is between Jesus and Nicodemus. And Nicodemus was questioning, how can somebody be born again? Now, born again to me is leaving your old life behind and becoming new in Christ. I get that. But what intrigued me with this verse was what Jesus said about the Spirit. It's like the wind coming and going as it pleases, and we can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So I sat with that for a little while. I'm trying to determine, what does that mean to me? And you know, when God speaks, it comes on a different wavelength, a kind of energy that's different. And I always pray to hear from the Spirit and that I will recognize it in my heart and my soul and my mind. And sure enough, the Spirit may say, be kind. The Spirit might say, why do you need to drink if life is good? It might say, be quiet. Might say, speak the truth in my name. The Spirit might say, don't go there. That relationship's not for you. Come out of that place. Don't take that position. Or you might even hear, I've opened the door and I go through it. So in my life, Jesus' words are true. I listen and follow, not knowing where I'm going sometime, but being assured that he does and that God is leading me to work for him. He is leading you to work for him and for the glory of the kingdom. He'll do this for you. He does speak. He has spoken through history, and he hasn't stopped now. God needs you to hear his voice now more than ever. He's speaking, and he will continue to speak through his Holy Spirit. Your job's to believe. Believe. Be still. Wait on the Lord. He loves you beyond your imagination. In Jeremiah chapter 33:3, call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Wow. See, we have no concept of his unconditional love. It is a divine love, not an earthly love. And while you will know his voice, you may not be able to discern where it's coming from, where you're going. You'll only know it in your heart. You'll only know it was for you. Let's let 2024 be the year of your being born again in the Spirit of God. And when he speaks to you, may your heart just flip with the joy of his presence. Listen to Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, so be it, Lord. Amen.